Chris and Cosby.
Talking about the Red Angels of NY City.
On the air, on the app.
Chris Cosby.
Where New York comes to talk. 77 WABC.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, God, Daddy. Oh, oh, oh.
138 here on 77 WABC, a little volare, and I'm sure this was the kind of song and music that Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey was listening to at his very hoity-toity vacation in Italy. And listen, I love Italy. I've been to Italy many times. It's a beautiful country. But he missed out on something also kind of great in New Jersey, and that's the Island Beach State Park, the beautiful Pleasant Beach House right there that's set aside specifically for the governor of New Jersey, which, of course, as you describe him, Shamu Al-Hefe, Governor Chris Christie, goes to and took advantage of. We famously saw those pictures all over the place. But that area is so pretty. I love Island Beach State Park. It's so pretty with the seaside boardwalk and so many things. But the governor didn't do that. And the other thing that he also hasn't been doing is paying attention to the mass problem of mass transit in New Jersey. He had talked about finding a dedicated funding source for transit when he campaigned. He said, I'm going to push for fairness. I'm going to try to fix transit. Well, all of you in New Jersey, you know New Jersey transit is a mess. And joining us to talk about all of this is the columnist with the New Jersey Star-Ledger, Paul Molshine. Paul, great to have you back here on the show with Curtis and Cosby. How are you, Paul?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You know, what a mess. By the way, I love your story where you talked about how sort of the bait was out when what was it? Was a fellow passenger on the plane notified a radio station that, there's a guy who looks familiar here on the plane to Italy.
Right. They took a picture of the state police SUV pulling up on the runway and letting the Murphy family get in. Now, why our governor needs a police escort in Italy is beyond me. I mean, I don't see why this New Jersey State Police have any role in protecting anybody outside of New Jersey.
Well, maybe from the indigestion, you know, if you have all the pizza and the pasta and you mix it with some good Italian wine, sometimes you can go a little over the top, Paul, you know?
Well, you know, they love having the guys with the little earpieces running around because it makes them feel powerful. You know, Christie was even worse with that. I mean, they just, the feeling of power from having this police escort everywhere is something politicians love.
You know, it's amazing, Paul Molshine, from the New Jersey Star-Ledger, that he would pass up when there's been this great location. And listen, we did see Governor Chris Christie, to his credit, would take advantage of it. What does it mean for taxpayers that he's going all the way to Italy as opposed to using this great thing, which I think is kind of neat and a great perk, by the way, for a governor to have that location in New Jersey?
Spend a fortune on advertising our beaches and so forth to lure people from other states to come to our beaches in the summer. And here's a guy who lives 10 miles from our beaches, and he goes off to Italy with his family. What kind of message does that send?
Well, not only that, Paul Molshine, he left at the worst conceivable time as New Jersey's transit system, both the trains and the buses, continue to crumble. I got to tell you, I was in Paterson on Sunday. I was going to take the Bergen line back to Penn Station, not out to Port Jervis. I sat there for 2 hours waiting for a train that never came, but I wasn't alone. In fact, he addressed that upon his return from L'Italia.
Fixing NJ Transit is going to be a multi-year process. Let's not fool ourselves about that. We are climbing out of a deep hole after 8 years of failure, in particular as it relates to NJ Transit by the Christie administration.
Paul, he's done nothing. Nothing.
He promised in January when he named the head of NJ Transit, he promised immediate improvement. Now, here's the real story here is a guy who prostrated himself before the public employee union, did everything he could to kiss them on the tuchus, as it were. And what does the union do in return? They let the engineers just call in sick, call in for a day off, so there's nobody to run the trains. I don't know how you can justify, you know, car companies have unions. They don't just have the workforce not show up on a day they want to build SUVs or something, you know, that's just basic management. You have enough engineers show up. You do it however you can. I imagine now that he's home, he probably put in some calls to the union leaders and said, look, you're really making me look bad here. Let's get this straightened out. But that's why he shouldn't have gone away.
Why not just actually ride the trains? I realize he is another graduate of Goldman Sachs like John Corzine was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not an average guy or gal. But at least go out there, ride the trains to the Hoboken Terminal, ride the PATH trains, ride the trains to Secaucus, meet and greet the commuters. They're going to fume. They've all had delays, whether it's because of signal problems, switch problems, or just canceled trains. And at least let them know, hey, I hear you, I understand, this will be my priority. I don't see him doing that.
No, you know, he could have taken the train to the airport. It's a shorter drive. It's a shorter trip than driving. Red Bank train station to right to Newark Airport. It takes about 45 minutes. That'd be a nice touch if he would do those things. Just do a little bit and get out. It's tough to be a man of the people when you've got a 23-room villa in Italy, a multi, even more than 23-room villa on the river. You know,
Paul, who would carry his bags on New Jersey Transit?
That would be the problem.
Paul, imagine? I have to ask you about the hypocrisy, because as we're talking, too, I mean, you think about his campaign, his whole campaign, as you just talked about, and everybody, we're talking to Paul Molshine, who's the columnist with the New Jersey Star-Ledger there. Paul, on the campaign, he was like, all right, fairness, equality, really did try to sort of portray himself as this man of the people. I mean, that was his whole campaign. And yet, here it is. Is there a frustration? I mean, you've been writing about it, but are you hearing it from commuters, from everybody else saying, hey, wait a minute, did we get sold a bill of goods from Governor Murphy?
Well, yeah. I mean, people felt like this whole fairness thing means, for example, he makes $4 million a year, right? If we average his salary and my salary, we'd each make about $2 million a year, and that would be good. You know, that would be, or let me use the villa, you know, you're not using it this week. Can I take my wife over to Umbria and borrow your 23-room, you know? Or when you're away, just let me stay in the governor's beach house, you know? He doesn't really think of those things. He's got so much money, he doesn't. And the one thing I wrote that I wish, while he's over there in the land of Mussolini, he figures out how to make the trains run on time. You know, that would be that's some Italian culture he should pick up from Il Duce. You know, famously they said he made the trains run on time. And actually, you would think it would be good when he was in Italy, right? Go around on a train a little bit, see how their system works compared to how our system works. That would be, he doesn't do that kind of thing. He's above, he got into politics at the very top, didn't work his way up. And he hasn't had the experiences you need to know how to make decisions.
Well, you know, Paul, there's always been this penchant, this desire on behalf of voters. So we need a businessman, whether it was Trump for president, Bloomberg for mayor. But then they don't look at the disasters that took place, like John Corzine, a graduate of Goldman Sachs, and now followed quickly by Murphy in his inaugural year, a disaster. And there have been other disasters. Being a businessman or a success at a Fortune 500 company does not necessarily translate into being a good executive or a good administrator of a state like New Jersey.
Right. You know, Corzine was basically a good bond trader, like a numbers nerd. He wasn't really good at managing people. When Murphy was at Goldman, his job was kind of sucking up to the ultra-rich to keep them investing with Goldman. He doesn't really have that kind of hands-on executive day-to-day skill. The good thing is this crisis, I think, is going to immerse him in it, because he came in with all these wild ideas, free county college for everyone. Everybody's going to have free preschool. We're going to have all these new programs he's going to create. And yet now he realizes he can't afford the current programs. He has to straighten out the current programs, and all his pie-in-the-sky multi-gazillion-dollar giveaways can't happen, because he's going to be fighting brush fires the entire 4 years.
Now, you just busted my bubble reading a column in the New York Star-Ledger, Paul Molshine. All those years, I had to watch those endless commercials with Tom Kane Sr., the former governor of New Jersey, and you refusing to move his bottom lip with Miss Blue Lagoon there. He did it ad nauseam. You mean to tell me when he was doing those commercials, urging all of us to come to Belmar, to Point Pleasant, to Wildwood, to Seaside Heights, this guy was staying out on the South Shore of Long Island?
on Fisher's Island, which is a separate island, which I understand is so exclusive that even if you have, say, a sailboat, you're not allowed to go in there and moor, you know?
He bamboozled us.
Well, he said New Jersey and you perfect together, not New Jersey and him.
See, you got to listen to the language.
That's
very shrewd.
Right.
So now what's going to happen with Murphy? What's going to happen? Is he going to finally go to the governor's, the beautiful place in Island Beach, or is it going to be New Jersey and not Governor Murphy ads?
You know, he hasn't gone there yet, and it's the most beautiful beach on the East Coast. It's pristine. From in front of the governor's house, you can't see any structures except for a tiny little bit of Seaside Heights. To the south, all you see is beautiful beach. And it's just a great spot. McGreevy, for all his faults, at least was nice to the press, and he would have us for beer and hot dogs there in September. And it was funny. One day I walked out to the ocean with the most beautiful giant waves. He goes, "You know, Paul, this time last year I had a view of Routes 1 and 9.
By the way, I do love your column too, where you described, you kind of got into your recent there with your sailing buddy and the whole paddle boards, and you really painted what is beautiful. I love Island Beach State Park, and now we know the background too on Governor Kane, the skinny on both. Thank you so much, Paul Molshein. Awesome to have you here, my friend.
Broke my heart. Tom Kane Sr. never moved his bottom lip. Remember with Brooke Shields, New Jersey, and you?
I knew you'd figure out the name.
Meantime, this hypocrite was on Fisher Island off Long Island.
He didn't say New Jersey and him. He just said New Jersey and you.
1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222.